Kamala Harris owning California in 2020 fundraising dollars. By Michelle Moons on April 16, 2019. Democrat 2020 contender Kamala Harris is dominating the cash-rich political fundraising state of California among her primary opponents. The U.S. Senator from California pulled in the top number from California donors in the first quarter of 2019, $4.3 million, according to McClatchy D.C. Harris didn't raise the most nationwide among Democrat 2020 candidates. 57% of her contributors giving $200 or more in the first 2.5 months of her campaign were from her home state. One San Francisco energy executive that donates to Democrats suggested to the outlet that California Democrat donors will be adding a zero to the checks they wrote in 2016. Wade Randlett left open whom he thinks those dollars will go to, other than to say it would go to anyone who could beat President Donald Trump in 2020. Closest to Harris's California fundraising numbers was New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who raised a fraction of Harris's stake, around $870,000, according to the report. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders brought in around $780,000 from the blue state. It was noted that Booker and Sanders didn't officially enter the 2020 race until February. Rising in some polls and national attention receiving $500,000 in contributions from Californians was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg was running an exploratory committee until April when he made his run official. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York each brought in California larger donor hauls in the $400,000s. In a highly saturated Democrat presidential field, some donors, the report noted, may be holding off until a more clear frontrunner emerges. Harris still fell behind the California donor numbers set by now former President Barack Obama and failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. California aims to play a larger role in the primary process come 2020, as they have lurched their primary election date months earlier to March 3 from previous primary years, when it fell around early June and after a presidential primary leader had largely been crowned. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.